Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. In fact, I sent out an update today to our internet users, subscribers to the updates list, announcing that it had appeared on one of our affiliate stations today for over an hour, actually. The good folks over at KGEZ in Montana had me on the midday show with station owner John Stokes and his daughter Elizabeth. We talked for quite a while because apparently last week Free Talk Live stirred up some controversy on the station, and people started calling in, I guess, the next day after we talked about something. I think we, you know, were poking fun at the 9/11 truthers or something like that. And so people were calling in to call for them to take us off the air. And a number of our listeners called in to defend us, but they wanted to have me on to talk to the listeners. And boy, you were listening to it when you came in tonight, Mark. It was just call after call after call.
It's amazing. I you wouldn't think that they would get so many calls. I know how difficult it is to get calls.
Right.
And but hey, it was call after call after call.
Well, controversy does that, and plus the audience there in KGEZ land is very participatory.
Yeah,
far more
extraordinarily participatory.
Right. Far more participants per population than any other of our affiliates, I think. So it was a lot of fun being there. If you missed it, if you live in KGEZ land up there in Kalispell and you want to grab that, go to freetalklive.com. It's right there on the top of the page. Of course, all the rest of our listeners can hear it, too. So big thanks to the guys at KGEZ for having me on. I always love it when our affiliates have me on, or I guess they've never really had you on, Mark. But it's always nice.
You've got the ISDN line. And yeah. One of our affiliates has had me on several times.
That's true.
WWPR.
PR down in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. You know, it's easier for you to do it. I can come and do it, but then you've got two guests on the line.
Yeah, it's kind of messy.
At least one host, and then callers, and yeah.
So anyway, 800-259-9231. That's one of the many things you can get totally free at freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into your phone calls and talk to Michael in Utah. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. Hey, I was just calling. You said before the break there, you said what's going on in your state. And it actually reminded me, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but I'm in Utah. Have you heard of Utah Senate Bill 260 that they're trying to pass?
No.
What is it?
Utah Senate Bill 260 basically makes it so that, or would make it so that police officers would be able to decide whether their charges and disciplinary actions would become public record or not.
So the individual officer himself would decide?
Yes. Yeah, they would be able to decide whether their charges and disciplinary actions would become a matter of public record. Because right now, of course, it's all, you know, up for grabs. It's all a matter of public record.
Right. Why would they want to allow any of it to become public record at that point?
There's not really any reason for them to want to tell anybody what their disciplinary actions have been.
What's the excuse of the legislator on this one for this legislation? What is he saying? Do you know?
It's actually all because of one guy. Apparently there's been one person calling around to different departments in southern Utah, and actually, I guess, southern and central Utah, just collecting this information. And they said, it was a very short article, but the article that I read said that this person was intending to use that information to basically just collect a database so that he could sell it to prosecutors, like special prosecutors. And for whatever reason, they thought that that was worthy enough to make it so that the police can decide whether they are going to be policed or not.
Hmm. So basically, because one individual decided to utilize his ability, which it was legal up until this, you know, this point, and this hasn't been passed yet, but because one individual wanted to use his ability to gather information on police officers and what they've been charged with or disciplinary actions that have been taken against them, because one person took action in the way that they were allowed to by law, the government has now said, whoa, we can't have this. People finding stuff out about our police officers. We need to protect these guys.
Right. And I don't know what the issue is at all. I understand what the issue is, but I can't see how people don't see, like, I don't know what goes through people's minds to make them think that this is a legitimate excuse.
Yeah, the operator of a legitimate police department, the chief of a legitimate police department, I don't see why they wouldn't want this stuff available. If they want to have good police who are there, should have it be transparent. I mean, it's basically saying, We don't want people to look at us. We don't want any scrutiny whatsoever.
But roaches don't like it when you shine the light on them, and that's what's going on here. They're just trying to obscure their activities as much as possible, and it's very shady.
Yeah, it's very shady. I just can't see there being any good coming of this at all.
Absolutely not. What an awful idea. But odds are good it'll pass, right? Because it's for the police, and the police are our betters. These are our protectors. We need to help them be able to protect themselves from unscrupulous citizens who just want to collect information about them.
Right, and put them on a database, just like anybody that, you know, collects information about local plant life or anything would put them on a database.
Well, see, databases are okay for you and I to be in, but not our betters.
It's okay for the government to collect all kinds of useless data on us, that for God knows why they would do it and why they need it. But if you want to collect information on them, that's just not acceptable.
Michael, thanks for bringing this up tonight, and good luck. Let us know if it passes if you hear that word, all right?
Andrew, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. In fact, speaking of collecting data, Toby, you've got an interesting story we're going to get to here in a moment about skeleton scans. They're going to scan your skeleton soon if they get the opportunity. But first, we go to Paula, who's always in the loop on things like this. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, Ann. I just want to let you know, this is happening all over the country, and I've already called some representatives in Washington. I told them to go before the judiciary and pull up the Department of Law Enforcement before them and, you know, try to do something about getting this stopped. Did you hear about the lady that was, they pulled all her clothes off right in front of everybody in the police station?
Yeah, we played that audio on the air last week. Scary stuff.
This is sick.
Yep.
And I told them, I said, this is very, very bad, and I said, you need to go before the judiciary right now.
Well, these are the inevitable results of telling a group of people that they have so-called authority and power over others. And Paula, thanks for the call tonight. Uh-huh. It's the inevitable result of telling a group of people that you have authority and you can pretty much do whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they end up doing. Maybe they're not so explicit in their training classes, but somehow the word gets out that if you're a cop, you can get away with murder in some cases, and they do. They try to get away with virtually anything.
Well, all anyone has to do is watch the news, and they'll realize that that's true.
Yeah, it turns into mob mentality where no one feels accountable themselves. They're all doing, there's seven officers doing the strip search, so not one of them feels that it's their job to stop anything that's going wrong.
Right.
Mob mentality sets in, they have the badge, and what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, and that's right. You look at the news stories and you see that time and time again, cops keep getting let off. You know, they get caught many times. They get caught red-handed in many cases, on video. In the case of the cop that we played the audio from last hour, in case you missed it, there was a cop in Baltimore that choked and harassed and assaulted and hit a 14-year-old boy, just a skinny little skater kid. This cop has been suspended, of course, with pay, while they're supposedly investigating him for being out of line. And 99% of the time, it comes back that the police, no matter how abusive that they've been, were operating within their authority, so-called, and within the scope of the department guidelines, and it's very rare that we'll see any punishment handed out. And so inevitably, what you see is this continued progression toward more authoritarian attitudes and demeanors, more demands on the part of the police state, more protection for the police, because they engender this us-versus-them mentality. It's the little people versus the, you know, their wonderful protectors in blue with their spiffy little badges, and, you know, they're completely insulated from getting into any sort of trouble. And the only way you can get a cop in trouble these days is if you happen to manage to smuggle videotape or a video file out from the scene, as this young man was able to do in Baltimore over the weekend. If you can't get any video out, then it's your word against the cops, and you're done for.
Yeah, your word pretty much means nothing, especially in a courtroom,
right,
when it's between you or a cop.
Right, because they're part of the system, and you're just a serf. That's the way it works. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the story here in a moment about the skeleton scan. I didn't even know such technology existed.
Well, it's being developed right now. Patents have been issued for it, and it's something that we're probably going to be seeing down the line in the next few years.
Probably so. In the airports first.
Definitely.
800-259-9231. Toby's got the details on that. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind as well. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you is 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You know what your special lady really wants on Valentine's Day? She wants you to spoil her. Show her you appreciate all she does all year long. And give her the gift of relaxation. A pajamagram from pajamagram.com. A pajamagram is a creative and original way to make her happy.
Picture this for a moment, gentlemen. She receives the gift on Valentine's Day. It's delivered in a beautiful hat box she'll love. It's so nice you don't even have to wrap it. It's got a little lavender sachet, a gift card, and a do not disturb sign. Inside is a set of cute, high-quality pajamas or lingerie. Now, who looks like Mr. Thoughtful? I'm just trying to make you the hero on Valentine's Day here, man. Pajamagram.com.
Shop now and have your pajamagram delivered overnight or right on Valentine's Day. Trust me, guys, women want to be spoiled on Valentine's Day, and this is a gift you'll both love. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or visit pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com, and please tell them you heard about it from Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us online. freetalklive.com is the place to go. Features we give away. And those features include the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
We continue with the phone calls here. Still to come, the skeleton scan. Also, if we have time, Mark's story about a paraplegic being assaulted by the cops because the people they'll choose as their victims know no ends. We continue, though, with your phone calls. And Bob in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Bob, you're on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just calling to tell you guys about something I read in the paper a week ago.
Do tell.
It was about the biggest steroid ring in the nation. I think it was the biggest one ever busted, anyways. They were selling steroids online around the world. And the police department there put out a statement that the wife, who happened to be a police officer in that department, had no knowledge, didn't know anything about it. I just thought that was kind of interesting. I don't believe it.
Wait. So you're saying that they busted this? Let me see if I got you straight, though. You're saying they busted a big steroid ring, and one of the wives of the people that were running the ring happened to be a cop, and she claimed she didn't know.
Right, and the department found no wrongdoing as well.
Yeah, I also find that pretty questionable. I understand that, you know, people in the black market can be pretty good at concealing their activities, but if you're living with somebody...
There's a lot of money to be coming in for a police officer's salary unnoticed.
Well, now, she probably wasn't... I mean, they're not alleging she was doing the dealing, it's just that she was living there, right?
Yeah, it was at the end of the newspaper article, they mentioned that the department found no wrongdoing on her behalf. And I don't have any knowledge that there was any, but, you know, it just seems suspect to me.
Yeah, you don't live with someone who is a major player in a drug-dealing business, someone moving around, I don't know, do they sell steroids in the pounds? I don't know how they sell steroids.
If my wife, you know, if it was me, just regular citizen, I would imagine that my wife would be, you know, charged, up on charges too. You know,
possibly. I don't know.
A lot of times they'll leave the women alone. It's easier to go after the guy.
I know
every time, but a lot of times.
I can say I know of a situation where someone I used to know had sold a few drugs, and they got him, but they did not go after his wife and kids. So yeah, they don't always go after the associates. But to say that she didn't know what was going on is pretty questionable.
It is.
If you're moving pounds and pounds of drugs, you know, and going out at all hours of the day and night or strange times, she's got to be asking questions. Honey, where are you going? Oh, just going to play golf with the guys. I mean, eventually, things are going to get suspicious.
I have to agree with you.
Just because of the nature of the business. It's all underground. It's very hush-hush. It's very questionable. Any other thoughts tonight, Bob?
Nope.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Skeleton scans. Toby, what's it all about?
Well, it looks like the authorities may soon have your skeleton on file. Security checkpoints could do a full body scan and check your skeleton against the bone structure of known terrorists in a few years. A new patent...
The bone structure of known terrorists.
Well, they're going to scan everybody's bones, apparently. A new patent issued on...
How do they have the bone structure of known terrorists? Where did they get it from?
Well, they will be scanning them all over the place, apparently.
And letting them go?
Well, the government, Mark, they don't need to justify what they're doing there.
Certainly not to you or me. But, I mean, you know, it make you wonder, what the hell?
If they scan the known terrorists, let them go so they can catch them later, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. So they can have an excuse to go after, you know, our information, it seems.
Of course. A new patent issued on Friday covers a system that would scan some or all of your skeleton and compare it with a database of skeletons. The database would also pull up data such as your name, address, social security number, and passport number. Jeez. People might not even know their skeleton is being scanned from a distance. The patent device uses imaging radar, which bounces microwaves off the skeleton and obtains an image. The objective of the new system is to provide a foolproof means of identifying people by their skeletons, which may be harder to spoof than fingerprints or biometrics. The imaging system...
fingerprints are hard to... They're way too easy.
We need better ways, Mark. Biometrics, terrorists are faking those. They're getting fake DNA. It's way too easy. We need something better, all right?
I certainly haven't heard anything about fingerprints being spoofed. But
maybe what they're going to do here is instead of... I think the way the story reads makes it sound like they've already got the scans on file, but we know that's not true,
right?
Because the product hasn't really even been made yet. They're in the patenting process. They probably have a prototype, but it hasn't been produced and released. So no one has yet been scanned, Mark. So
right.
The way it's going to happen, the way that at least makes the most sense to me that they would implement this would be it would probably become a requirement to get a body scan in order to get a real ID. Because as we know, the federal real ID program that they're trying to shove down everybody's throat right now, and that is actually causing some conflict between the federal government and many of the states. But we know that the there's an open-ended declaration in the Real ID legislation that says that the Department of Homeland Security, the head of the Department of Homeland Security at any time, can modify at his whim, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he can essentially...
Yeah, they certainly didn't include whim in the law.
Yeah, he essentially can at any time decide what the requirements will be to have a Real ID, what information the Real ID should hold,
right.
What you need to give up in order to get one. And so they're going to implement Real ID without the skeleton scan, and then come 2 years later or whenever, 5 years, however long this thing takes to come to hit the marketplace, then they're going to say, okay, well, now when you renew your Real ID... which probably they'll make you renew more often than they do current driver's licenses. When you renew...
Because they can get more fees out of that way.
Right, more money and just more control.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to say, you're going to have to get one of our new skeleton scans. And at that point, they'll have as many people on file as they possibly can.
Right.
If they then identify someone as a potential terrorist, then you'll match up with someone in their database. So there's no one in the database yet, but that's how, in my opinion, they'll probably bring people in.
Well, the system is supposedly safe on humans, and the system will provide...
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah.
Just
like, you know, like X-rays. Oh wait, yeah. No,
bouncing that microwaves off my bones.
You know, that's what they. At one point, they used X-rays to check people's fit as far as shoes went. I mean, this mm-hmm. was way back when X-ray technology was becoming prevalent, and they didn't realize that. Oh my God, this radiation stuff can hurt people.
Yeah.
So, how do we know?
Oh, we might find out the hard way.
Well, the patent boasts a means of identifying individuals at a distance or without requiring direct contact. The item is also versatility as a big selling point. In addition to being at security checkpoints, the imaging radar could be mounted on aerial platforms such as a satellite or aircraft. So they could do this at a huge distance, just going around scanning people and knowing where they are. And it should be pointed out, like you said, they don't have any of the scans yet. So there aren't actually terrorists on file. So they're only scanning and identifying people they already know who they are. So
yep,
this
exactly.
is just a way to keep track of where the good little citizens who got their IDs the right way are from.
Right, they want to catalog more information about you. And the idea that they could just fly over your house and scan it and
Spooky.
Be able to identify you on the inside. I mean, this is about as totalitarian. I mean, how much worse can this get?
The authorities.
This has to be stopped.
The authorities could use the system to grant or withhold access to secure facilities, but also could be scan individuals for the watch list.
You're no longer anonymous. You can't be anonymous by putting on a mask or a disguise or anything like that. They'll just scan right into your bones. Scary stuff. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. what more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go to freetalklive.com, click and download. It's that simple, and it is free. So go to freetalklive.com for an entire year's worth of the show. On the house, movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. You can choose from over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. So, continuing here with one more law enforcement-related story. Mark, they picked on a paraplegic this time? Last hour we played audio where they were beating up a 14-year-old kid, a little skinny skater guy. We've seen story after story of them attacking and viciously beating people that have diabetes, that were having diabetic shock attacks, is when the police decided to break windows, pull them through the window when they were in their car having a diabetic shock attack. So we've seen story after horrific story of police abuse, not just abusing regular people like the woman that they force-stripped last week that we played the audio from, but in this case, a paraplegic, which, if I'm not mistaken, paraplegic... Wait, is it a paraplegic or a quadriplegic?
Yeah, it was quadriplegic.
Now, quad is worse than para, right?
Right.
Para is when you're paralyzed on at least one limb. Is that correct? Is it?
Para is two.
Para is two limbs. Quad is all four.
Right.
Okay. What happened?
Tampa, Florida.
Oh, good old Tampa.
It's either Florida or Germany, as you know. A Florida sheriff's deputy in Tampa is on unpaid leave.
Ooh, they're serious this time.
Unpaid leave.
This is rare, by the way.
Mm-hmm. After dumping a quadriplegic man out of his wheelchair. The incident happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah. On January the 29th, it was caught on tape.
Think he could walk and was faking it?
That's what I believe. That's what she thought, yes.
The cop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Brian Sterner.
I can't believe I guessed that.
Yeah.
I haven't read this. Seriously, I don't.
Well, I mean, what else is it going to be?
Right. Right?
He's a quadriplegic. Get out of that wheelchair.
This man must be lying.
Reminds me of the guy that was taking a shower, the deaf guy. He didn't have his hearing aid in. He was taking a shower. The cops kicked in the guy's front door. He's coming out of the shower. He has no idea. He's got a towel around his waist or nothing, one or the other. And, you know, the cops are yelling at him to do whatever, put his hands up. And he's holding the towel up, I think is what he was doing. And he was pointing at his ears, trying to explain to them that he couldn't hear them. I can't hear you is what he was yelling as they then proceeded to attack him. So the cops very rarely believe a word that you say to them.
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's very rarely, but in this case, certainly she didn't. Okay, Brian Sterner, who broke his neck 14 years ago, but can drive, was arrested and taken to jail on a traffic violation. A Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputy, who apparently didn't believe Sterner was paralyzed, is seen grabbing his wheelchair from behind and dumping him onto the floor.
Oh, gosh.
I'm surprised that he...
So he was already in the facility at that time? They had put him in a wheelchair in the facility?
Correct. I'm very surprised that if he's a quadriplegic, he shouldn't be able to move himself around in the wheelchair, so he likely has a little electric gizmo. And I see this picture here. And they're picking up the wheelchair. The woman is picking up the wheelchair and dumping him out of it. And you can't pick up one of these electric wheelchairs.
And maybe he's a para and they got it wrong.
I don't know.
Fact checking.
Well, if they said quad, I imagine he's a quad. A Hillsborough County Sheriff's deputy, who apparently didn't believe Sterner was paralyzed, is seen grabbing his wheelchair from behind and dumping him onto the floor, as I'd said. The deputy, Charlotte Jones.
Trying to get me to think you're a cripple, aren't you? Well, I know your games.
Apparently, Charlotte Jones is a black woman from Texas, according to your accent, is the subject of...
I wasn't trying to be black.
Okay, well, Charlotte is trying to be black and doing a very good job of it. She, is the subject of an investigation but has not been terminated. Three other deputies are on paid administrative leave, I guess for standing around, because according to this picture, I see other people standing around.
So if you're there, you get a vacation.
Right. Perhaps they're shocked. You know, they're in a state of shock. The Hillsborough County Chief Deputy Joe Docobo watched the video and said he found himself in disgust and was appalled at every level. Sterner will
That's right. Our deputies would never do something like this.
Right.
Just one of the bad apples.
Not on camera, at least.
Right.
Right. Sterner will be a guest on the Today Show on Wednesday. Now, in her defense, if he hadn't have been, cripple, then I don't suspect it would have been any problem at all if she'd have dumped him on the floor. But
in fact,
he was.
Right.
So, you know, making a decision like that on her part was very, very dumb. Sick. It's weird.
Is that the end of the story?
That's it.
So who are they interviewing on the Today Show? The woman or the sheriff?
Sterner, the quadriplegic.
The victim. Okay.
I don't think it's ever a good idea to be the person to call someone out on their handicap, because if they actually have it, you're going to look pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Ian's
done it on the air. It's great. Somebody calls in, they've got some kind of speech defect or something like that. He's like, are you faking? It's hilarious.
Now, I'm just trying to imagine watching this happen. You said there's video footage of this, Mark?
I've got a picture. I don't know about video footage. It's on video, I suppose, if you go to YouTube, but I don't know.
I don't know if I want to watch it. I mean, it sounds so awful. I'm just imagining this man crumpling to the floor.
Yeah, it sure looks like it.
And
he's just falling like a rag doll.
I wonder how long it took after that. I mean, what was that process like? Because I know how cops can be. You know, when they don't believe you, they don't believe you. And, even if he just crumpled out of the chair, she might have just kept on going. You know?
Get up.
Yeah, get up. Come on. We know you're just playing. Yeah, and kick him maybe, while you're at it. I just wonder how far they took it before she figured it out.
I can't imagine.
Because the guys that pulled the dude out of it, there was a principal, like a school principal, that was having a diabetic shock attack. He pulled over to a 7-Eleven because he knew the attack was coming. He wanted to be safe. He pulled into the parking lot, started having his attack. At some point, the police arrived because I guess the clerk called. Maybe he was frightened or whatever. For whatever reason, he called. You know how people think the cops can help you?
Yeah.
And then the cops came in. They busted his window out because he wasn't responding to them. He was just there having his diabetic shock attack, wasn't responding to the police.
What a surprise.
Busted his window in, yanked him out, and proceeded to beat on him.
Yeah.
They beat him senseless. bloody.
And that's not the only case where that happened.
No, it's not.
Countless cases where people are going into diabetic shock or something else similar.
Yeah, cops just don't like diabetic shock.
These people, they're not following the rules.
Right.
Not taking my orders. Get up out of that wheelchair. I don't care if you can't walk.
You're in shock without my permission, citizen. 1-800-259-9231. Since we're on the subject, might as well give you some corrupt cop stories. This one from the Drug War Chronicle, stopthedrugwar.org. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, the Hamilton County Sheriff was arrested last Friday by federal agents. I tell you, they popped so many sheriffs, you really have to wonder how many of them are involved in drug dealing. Federal agents popped him for charging him with extorting money from ethnic Indian convenience store owners and laundering what he thought was drug money sent from Mexico in cremation urns. Sheriff Billy Long, 55, was arrested after an undercover FBI investigation that began in April of 2007. Beginning then, Long was videotaped and audiotaped taking cash payments amounting to more than $17,000 from what he thought were convenience store owners seeking to protect their illegal gambling activities and sales of meth precursors. The FBI also hornswoggled Long into accepting five cash payments totaling $6,550 that he agreed to deliver as payment to someone supposedly laundering hundreds of thousands of dollars of illegal drug proceeds. Long was set for a bail hearing early this week. So this guy was willing to go and run errands for the drug dealers.
Yeah, and if he's doing that, how many other cops and law enforcement officers are out there in this illegal activity as well? I mean,
right.
Which cop that pulls you over is also taking bribes on the side from drug dealers?
I'd like to point out that $17,000, that's a steal. I mean, from the drug dealer's perspective, to be able to buy off the sheriff, because that was what the concept was here you go, sheriff, you just take this here $17,000 and you'll leave us alone for the next 6 months, right? I mean, I don't know what the time period was suggested, but...
The cheap cop.
$17,000, if you're a high-level meth dealer, you're making that in a day. So, that's nothing. Man, cops are easy to buy off. 800-259-9231. More corrupt cops, your calls as well. Even in these remaining moments, just enough time for you if you make the call. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and you can't get your wife or girlfriend just anything. It has to be meaningful. Because believe me, nothing will get you in more trouble than a thoughtless gift. You have to show her you know her. And no one makes that easier than Vermont Teddy Bear.
They have bears for every type of woman. There's the Kissing Cowboy Bear, the Let's Get Naked Bear, the Horny Devil Bear, and even the Latin Lover Bear. Whether she likes sports, dancing, or working in the garden, you can show her you know her with a Vermont Teddy Bear.
I've even picked one out for my wife. The Prisoner of Love, officially licensed Elvis Presley Bear. He's wearing a striped convict shirt and doing one of the King's signature dance moves.
Bears start at just $49, a small price to pay for something that she'll love forever and ever. You can't say that about flowers. This Valentine's Day, get the perfect gift for the perfect girl. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Order now and have her bear delivered right on Valentine's Day. Guaranteed. No one makes it easier to show her you know her. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. And please tell them you heard about them from Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24/7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, even in these remaining moments. The number is 800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. We go to your phone calls. We can continue with more... we can continue more cop stories here in a moment. But first, we go to Mike in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, I just want to thank Ian for being on KGEZ this morning.
That's right. I appeared on your local station. I think it was the afternoon by the time I came on there where you are. But nonetheless, it was a good time. Always enjoy appearing on our local affiliates to get extra time with you with local listeners. It's always fun.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody else from Montana has called it evening, but hey, no, I appreciate when any of the other people on the network are on locally and we can talk to them. Good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't really matter. It's nice to have recognition somewhere because you kind of feel like you're out on your own here.
Yeah, anyway, it's kind of interesting because a lot of the people called in that claimed to never listen to the show because, you know, we said something that offended them at one time, and so they claim they don't listen anymore. Normally those people don't call in here. So we did get a bit of a variety of calls. Of course, our lines are always open, and we love hearing from dissenting opinions. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to ask two questions this morning. One, I don't know if you remember when we talked to you or not. First was on the media, responsibility of the media, because, you know, they control media if they give us their opinion, right? If most of the people just believe what they hear. So on talk radio, I mean, how much responsibility do you have to try to help people out to open their eyes? Anyway, the second question that I wanted to ask, because it seems like...
Wait a minute, wait, there was a question there?
Not in the first part, no. I was statement for the earlier conversation.
Got it. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. Go ahead.
The second question that I didn't have time for this morning was, it sounds like you're calling for more of an anarchy. Anarchial, is that the word for it? Form of government. I mean,
anarchy.
Whatever you want to do.
Anarchy is such a nasty word, and I don't agree with it. I think that the term anarchy connotates a lack of rules, And I don't agree with having a lack of rules. There are rules in my house. When you come in, I might ask you to take your shoes off, for instance. So I'm all in favor of rules, and that's because I'm in favor of private property, and I believe that private property owners should be able to set whatever rules they like. And if you want to go on their property, then you would have to abide by those rules. So, no, the term anarchist does not apply to me. I'm a free marketeer. I believe in the free marketplace and allowing people to interact with each other on a voluntary basis.
I would wholeheartedly agree. I mean, wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that was in favor of limited government?
That's what I'm in favor of.
Well, Mark likes his limited government idea, and I think Toby's still on the limited government train, too.
I'll scale it back, and we can talk from there.
Right. Let's get to the limited government point, and then let's talk about going further, because limited government is still limited theft. Limited government is still limited tyranny, and that's unacceptable. Limited government is not voluntary interaction.
Well, exactly. So where would you draw the line? What form? What type of government? What type of rules? It's hard to draw a distinction if you're going to have state rights versus federal rights, which has been a discussion.
States can't have rights. Only individuals can have rights. And so there's no line to be drawn. You either accept some government or you reject government. And I reject it. The only kind of government I'm interested in is self-government. I don't want anyone outside of me determining for me how I should run my life. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I guess that's where my confusion is, because if we're all just on our own, let's say, and I'm not advocating this in any way, shape, or form, let's say my thought on I want my own self-rule has to do with child porn or some kind of pedophilia thing, and this is what I want to do, and I don't want government interfering, and if I get either kids or parents give me their kids or something like that, I mean, you know where I'm progressing with that?
It sounds like you're progressing to a kind of a sick place.
Obviously it is. So I mean,
if you're are you harming
extreme,
someone?
So.
Are you harming children?
No, not you.
In reality, you in this fantasy sicko world, are you the fantasy sicko guy harming children, or are you just looking at some sick pictures?
I don't know. Would it matter which I would do in the fantasy sicko world? I guess
I think it matters. I think if you're actually harming children, then there's a problem.
Where do you draw the line? Well, if I'm free to do what I want to do, and I have no government intervention,
but that doesn't include hurting others. See, you can't infringe upon the rights of another person.
Oh, I would agree. But who is going to come up with the rules? If you're like government, any form of government is a bad government. Well, who's to tell anybody what's good or bad?
The marketplace will tell you, in that if you are a sicko and people find out about that, then you could be ostracized. No one has an obligation to sell you food, for instance. So, if people find out that you're a sick whack job and you refuse to check into some program for rehabilitation, you might be ostracized from business opportunities. You might be ostracized from being able to rent a house. You might be, if you've got kids, somebody might just take them from you. And presumably the kids don't want to be with you. If they do, then they'll probably end up back in your possession.
I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Let's say I find the people who are sicko, like my fantasy sicko guy, and they want the same thing, and I'm not ostracized. I mean, is that okay in form of government?
As far as I'm concerned, if people of different interest groups like that move together with one another and that's the life they want to live, it's none of my damn business. I'd like to inform you that right now in this country, right now with the big government we have, in Arizona and Utah, there are sects of people that I would consider pretty sick. They're very religious. And what they do is they live out in the middle of nowhere. There's like not even really roads to these places. They live out in the middle of nowhere, and they have their kind of, they're sort of incestuous. They're not really, I don't think they're really having incest.
Getting close.
But they're darn close. Hold on, let me explain what goes on here. You might already know, but for our listeners' sake, what happens is it's very male-dominated, patriarchal society that they live in. They raise kids, and they are shut off. It's like the Truman Show. They're completely shut off from the rest of the world. They don't know the rest of the world exists. There's no television. There's no radio. There's nothing like that there. And so they're completely cut off. And then when the girls turn like 11 or 12 or something like that, they are, they They are married off to one of these guys, chosen who they go and they marry. The dudes, they have sex with these young females. They get them pregnant. They pop out more kids, and the process just continues on. Of course, they have multiple wives. And, you know, most people like us would say, that's some sick stuff. And that's happening right now. But it's their business. And you know what I say? If you care that much, then you should go on a little rescue mission and try to rescue as many people from that place as possible. Myself, I've resigned myself to it. I've got enough problems in my own life, enough things to focus on in my own life, enough things to fix around me. I don't want to go and get involved in that. It's disgusting and sick. Let them have their sickness in their, you know, commune in New Mexico or Arizona or whatever.
And I can understand that point of view, but I guess I'm just saying, how would you have any type of civil union, civil cohesion, something where all of us could abide in? You know what I mean? Because sooner or later, either what I believe in or you believe in or whoever believes in is going to infringe on our little circle of...
Not really. Most people get along just fine with one another, even though they have different belief systems. Most people interact together on a voluntary basis, on a day-to-day basis, not because there's a chance a cop is nearby, but because it's in their best interest to do so. That's why we have a peaceful, voluntary society for the most part. The only issue that comes up is the occasional incident of violence. And in a free market situation, and even in a reformed government situation, we'd have more of a restitution-based system where if someone did enact violence or harm another person, they would have to make him whole instead of just sitting in a jail cell for X amount of days and then getting out and being a free man. The victim would have to be made whole again, and that would do a lot to deter crime. There's a lot to say here, and we can't do it in the next 20 seconds. But what I recommend you do is you go to book.freekeen.com. You can get a great audio book there for free. It's called The Market for Liberty. You can actually download a PDF version of it as well. But it explains a lot of these ideas in great detail, and it does a fine job of it. So once again, that's book.freekeen.com, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. We go quickly to the amp line. Matthew in New Hampshire, on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Dr. Goldsmith was talking about wondering why Firefly and Serenity have such strong libertarian themes.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not come from Joss Whedon. It comes from Tim Minier, who
Who's
is
that?
Executive produces it, I guess. He's apparently a libertarian. And,
so the executive producer managed to heavily influence the writing of the series?
I guess so. And he also wrote a screenplay for The Moon is a Harsh Mistress, which is a libertarian.
Well, that answers the question.
There you go.
Heinlein. Matthew, thanks for the insight. And I appreciate the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
We will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.